Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Tea Time. Today, I'm going to be talking about social media and its positive impact on me personally. So, for starters, I'm an international student. I've only been in the States for my freshman year, and this past month, that has been the beginning of my sophomore year. I grew up in a conservative and religious household, and country as well. To be queer and liberal-minded in such a place could become quite confining, basically. You know, you aren't able to freely live as yourself or express your thoughts and ideas that contradict the conservative order that everyone around you is running on. So to live in a country like that was one thing, but, you know, also for my family to be the exact same way was really, really hard. So, you know, I basically had to live with a front for almost 18 years. God forbid I ever came out when I was there, because it would just end in absolute disaster. So yeah, that was my situation for basically my entire childhood and most of my teenagehood. You know, so with no one around me to confide in or truly be myself around, you know, I found a sense of community on social media all around the world, in many different places and different backgrounds, were people who were going through the same thing as me. You know, a large portion of the global queer community face intense discrimination and repression of rights. And a lot of the teenagers in such places often find each other and relate to each other through the gift of the World Wide Web. Whether it was through following your favorite queer icons and artists together, obsessing over LGBTQ cinema and television, or creating dark humor out of your experiences, you were able to experience the joy of community and relatability, even though it was just through a phone screen. You weren't exactly able to live it out, so coming together on social media was the next best thing, and it was exactly like that for me. But now that I'm in a different place, and I'm finally getting to live and love openly, I think back to the times that I wasn't able to do that, and just, I have nothing but absolute relief that I was able to find some mode of comfort and hope in seeing LGBTQ representation on my screen. I won't lie, it got me through a lot of hard times, and I know it's the same for a lot of people who are living in the same repressing conditions that I used to live in. It provided escape. It provided comfort and relatability. It provided hope. You know, hope that someday I too would be able to live unapologetically and not have to worry that simply being myself is the wrong thing. So yeah, I think social media can really do some good like that. Anyways, I believe that's all I have for today. Thank you for joining me on my first and last episode of Tea Time. And yeah, have a good one. Bye.